And on the same vein, Rod McKenzie will be in news session after we've heard a brilliant oldie from the Times.
Radio 1 FM, 1974.
I love the way that ends. Not that I don't like the rest of it, you understand. The Times, classic and Mrs. Grace. And there's something of a minor catastrophe I have to tell you about now. We've been on the air for 30 minutes and we haven't mentioned Gaza. Oh, I'm sorry, it's this re-election thing and the leadership campaign. It's addled our brains. Well, I tell you what, you know the people that had the original version of his current song, Fog on the Tyne? Well, we'll have a different song from them coming up after the news. I know the link is tenuous, but we did manage to get Gaza in somehow, didn't we? Radio 1 FM, the time now is 5:30. Here with our first news headlines, Rod McKenzie.
Good morning, Gary. John Major will be going to see the Queen in just over 4 hours' time. He'll emerge from Buckingham Palace as Britain's youngest Prime Minister this century. He's 47. Last night, before he went to bed for the last time at number 11 Downing Street, he had a celebration drink with Mrs. Thatcher, who says she's thrilled by Mr. Major's triumph. His first task will be to choose a new Chancellor and decide the best role in the new government for one of his beaten rivals, Michael Heseltine. The Ministry of Defence is to speed up the testing of electronic devices which alert submarines.